Doctor Who, Short Trips, Dark Convoy by Mark B. Oliver, read by Sophie Aldred. A flashing light cut through the darkness, reflecting dully off the frozen metallic surfaces. The sound of the TARDIS exiting the space-time vortex was drowned out by a howling wind and the roar of waves as they crashed over the side of the ship. Ace emerged from the TARDIS at a run and nearly walked into one of the tall wooden crates that abutted the time machine. She tried to edge her way around them, but as the ship rolled under her feet, she skidded across its icy deck. The doctor's hand seemingly appeared out of nowhere, grabbing her arm as she flailed around.
Ace!
But the rest of his words were whipped away by the wind. He handed her a pair of gloves, which she gratefully put on. The ship pitched and rolled yet again in the heavy storm. This time, managing to stay upright, she asked the doctor where they were.
It's hard even for my eyes to make out in the dark, but I'd say we're on a corvette.
Ace almost laughed, but the cold air rushing into her lungs made it hard to breathe.
Yeah, right, Professor, she wheezed. If we were in a fancy sports car, I think I'd have noticed. A ship, Ace. The corvette class was designed by the Allies to protect merchant convoys from U-boats during World War II.
World War II?
This ship is on the Arctic route, delivering supplies to the Russians.
How do you know that, Professor?
Because, Ace, judging by the few stars I can see, it's mid-afternoon and nearly completely dark, so we must be far north.
Doctor,
for once I agree, Ace. No good can come from us being here.
The doctor turned towards the TARDIS, just as the corvette rolled ferociously under the onslaught of the heavy seas. They both lost their footing and careered across the deck, landing at the feet of an astonished sailor. He was young, no more than 20, and although Ace struggled to make out his features in the poor light, there was no missing his bright red hair. The seaman helped them to their feet, and, cupping his hands around his mouth, he shouted for them to come with him. Ace glanced at the doctor. They could make a break for the TARDIS, but it was now out of sight. The doctor nodded at her, and she followed the seaman. As they made their way along, Ace found herself losing her footing several times, but the doctor and the young sailor supported her. Soon she had learnt to bend her knees at just the right moment to maintain balance. As they entered the bridge, Ace was surprised.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?